Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, everyone? How you guys doing this morning? And gals, man, I always miss you girls, man. Anyway, we have some breaking stuff coming out of the Mongols motion to vacate their RICO stuff out in California. Big stuff happening on this one. It's actually going to be a two-day thing to go through all the testimony that just happened in the last court date, and there's more court dates coming, so we're going to keep you up to date and to address all them freaking haters, man, because I know we got them everywhere. It's some don't want the truth to come out, others do, civilians don't know what's going on. This is mostly directed at MC members because a lot of them have been really asking us to keep them up to date, because if you think about it, those that had dealings with little Dave here, they might be a little worried, so they want to be kept in the loop on all the proceedings that are going on. A ton of interesting stuff just came out. I couldn't believe it, and it was the judge that is really getting to the bottom of the truth on this, which I'm like, damn, man, he really is digging, because he could have, you know, just said dismissed on the motion to vacate on the first day. But no, he's really digging into this, and it's quite surprising. But here's the thing he's facing. He ordered $500,000 fine. It's been paid to my knowledge. And if he overturns, then you got $500,000 out there, another trial, the whole nine yards. Some of the testimony that we're going to hear in the next 2 days actually comes from Bowtie. You know, he's a really cool lawyer, man. He really gets out there. He fights for rights of motorcycle club members, especially when they're profiled and stuff. Does a lot of, you know, public relations. And I know those that know, you know, this whole thing that's played out so far, that he was on American Cholo saying, no, little Dave wasn't this and that. But now that he's got more information, he has taken the stand, and that's the testimony we're going to talk about tomorrow. And he really does put little Dave's stuff in doubt, man. And you got to remember, this is his attorney, his former one, that works for the Mongols anyway. A lot of stuff Dave has said and a lot of stuff Sassone has to say is, it's looking like a big old lie, man. It's looking like a big old lie. When we go over today's stuff, and by the way, you can click the link in the description box and you'll be able to download the court transcripts that I'm going off of right now. That way you'll look at the whole story. I'm only able to go by the highlighted stuff right now because of time restraint in the episode. But I really encourage you to go ahead and download that and see for yourself. I do have to upload some more of the documents from previous videos. I'll be getting that up there as soon as I can, including his testimony, his wife's, Sassone's, everybody's. That way you're getting a full picture of this. That's what I want, is you to get the full picture. Because there's two sides of this. One side is the believers, the other side is the non-believers, and in the middle, you have people trying to figure it out. Now, coming from a street standpoint, this would have been all done and over with. Meaning, everybody would have been able to see what was happening. Not saying anything else. I'm just saying they would have seen this and it was on face value. Because a lot of people, well, if he was an informant, why ain't people being arrested? Blah, blah, blah. And those people don't understand RICO cases take forever, man. The ATF has been after the Mongols since the early 2000s. And what's interesting is you're going to hear a judge ask something. You got to remember, there's another case that has a protective order on it where little bits of information are coming out. And we covered that on the last video about Little Dave being involved in an extortion scheme with a paid informant. And, he was always going, well, why would I cooperate? Why would I do this? Why would I do that? Well, you know, extortion and the threat of being caught up in that game, it's a pretty big thing, man. It's a pretty big thing and a big motivation to make sure you protect yourself. And it's going to be interesting to hear what Stubbs has to say in his testimony on tomorrow's segment. But let's get into this business right here. Again, it will be able to be downloaded from the description box. Just hit that link. Now, the most important thing, now this was banner between the court and the prosecution. The prosecution is the government. Now, the court asks, were you your co-counsel at the time, or were you in receipt of any information concerning the alleged meetings between Dave and Sassone, and it's Santillan, but I'm just going to call it Dave, before and during the trial, and specifically at, if true, at Starbucks? He said no. So, he's saying right now to the judge he didn't know. The court goes and asks, okay, in that Sassone adaptation, or what he talked about, he stated, quote, and now this is from the judge, as far as he can recall, he never opened Little Dave as a CI. Yet, two sentences later, he stated, it was possible that Little Dave was open as a CI for a period of time, end quote. And he asks, how are both statements true? Now, you see the word salad that a lot of these people have been using. And the judge later on says, you know what? I want a yes or no answer. I don't want I can recall or can't recall. He wants bottom line. Yes or no. And that's going to put this ATF agent in a bind here, because if he says no, and it's later found out, hey, from another state agency, and that's one thing you're going to have to understand. There's the federal, which is ATF, FBI, whatever it is, and then there's the state. They could be regular independent cities like L.A. or the county sheriffs that can be working CIs and making deals. And the ATF might not know about it. But he has to be very careful because he's under oath. If they find out that there was an agreement everywhere else or somewhere else, he perjured himself. So for his deal, I'd be very, very forthcoming, if you will. The court, in a protective order that defense recently obtained from Judge Wu's court, he stated, this was Sassone, and this came from another court, which has to deal with the Mexican Mafia and Little Dave's participation in an extortion scheme, where he was working with an undercover CI that got him hemmed up. Now, the quote was from this other case in Judge Wu's court, it was possible that Little Dave would have fallen into this category as a CI in 2005. 2005. Again, let me read that again. In the protective order, this is coming from the judge, that the defense recently obtained from Judge Wu's court, he stated, quote, it was possible that Little Dave would have fallen into this category as a CI in 2005 and could have been paid a sum in exchange for the information. In the next sentence, however, he did not recall this happening. Again, how are both statements true? This judge is really starting to get to the heat of the matter. Now, the prosecution, they try to word jumble everything, try and explain it away, which I don't think this prosecutor was on the actual case at the time. So I'd get your information straight, and the judge actually goes through and says this. Let me get to the next ones where I highlighted here. Again, you can download everything on this because I'm just going from some of the points that I could see out of it. And before you start arguing or pointing to a document, this is very serious business on this one. This is a courtesy. He's giving a prosecution a heads up on this. Yesterday, it came up Queen for a Day letters, a cooperation letter, probably not signed, maybe signed. You're hearing this, right? But I think a further inquiry just to make certain that these task forces that included local agencies may offered any form of agreement to Little Dave. What he's saying is, okay, they might not know it at the federal level, but did these task force agencies do it? That was a Queen for a Day letters he was talking about, or a cooperation letter. I think that the little bit of extra effort would give me the final confidence that you've made every effort, I don't mean you personally, but professionally, to stand by that affidavit. Now, he goes on to say, and out of deference to Judge Wu's protective order, defense counsel only received Sassone's statement recently. As a result, counsel has not yet had an opportunity to examine the ATF agent or Little Dave on these, attestations, what they're attesting to. And the judge even goes and says, wait a second here, I have a number of questions also. I want to read some qualifying language to you, but in light of the testimony yesterday, I independently would order that the ATF agent be brought back to court as well as Little Dave, hopefully on the same date. He's getting a lot of questions from this new evidence that is being introduced right now. It is looking fishy, and the truth is starting to come out. Again, if you think about it, is he lying, the ATF guy? Well, might not be. But at the same time, state and federal, what the judge is saying, they don't know what's going on with each other. And there's been different letters that are coming to their attention and different statements that ATF agent Sassone has made in two different courts. It's really looking bad. Really looking bad. And he goes on, the judge, S.A. Sassone was asked if he had ever opened Little Dave as a confidential informant. And Sassone stated, as far as he could recall, no. Wait a second here. Time out. How can't you recall after telling everybody no, but now all of a sudden you can't recall? See the word salad? He has to back himself out of the corner because he has. You got to see what's at risk right in this whole case. A motion to vacate the conviction. and a whole nother retrial coming up, which could be where the Mongols could win it. At least give him a fair shot. And what's all this have to do if he was a potential CI informant, collaborator, what's that have to do with this? It has everything to do with it. Because if he was directing the defense's decisions on behalf of the Mongols, and if he fit into any of those categories, it's not allowed by law. You can't do that. You can't have somebody working for the government running the case for the defense. You can't do it. That's where this mistrial could come in. Now, the judge goes on to say, I want to ask him directly, as far as he could recall, does that qualify in language that allows a witness, and I'm not saying this occurred, but I'm demanding that some of the Mongols who testified last night, I want to ask Sassone directly, you know, yes or no. He wants a yes or no. He's done playing the word salad game. He don't want this I don't recall crap, because you would recall if you opened up a case as a CI. I don't care how long ago it was. You would know if you were a case agent on this. Now, second, I'm concerned that the defendant recently obtained this report and had no opportunity when either Sassone was on the stand to cross-examine, but even then, the court would have just a few questions, and I'll point out those questions now. I'll reinstate again. Sassone stated that it was possible, and this whole time, again, he's been denying it, that Little Dave would have fallen into this category in Paran as a CF in 2005. Again, let me read that. Just like he'll state, restate it again. Sassone stated that it is possible, or it was possible, that Little Dave would have fallen into this category as a CF in 2005 and could have been paid a sum of money in exchange for information. And yet, the very next sentence, Sassone also states, however, he did not recall this happening. Have you ever watched congressional hearings and stuff like that? All you get is, I don't recall. I don't recall. You never get a straight answer, and that's when you know they're freaking lying their ass off. Now, he goes on. By the way, it isn't just Sassone. It's a cooperation agreement that Sassone might be aware of coming from state agencies who might not be a part of the task force. They had maybe the county sheriff, city of LA on this task force of theirs. But again, it's a cooperation agreement that he might be aware of coming from a state agency. So therefore, you could have an independent agency like Buona Park, who wasn't brought into the task force situation with ATF, who might have brought in Anaheim, let's say, or Stannin, and that independent agency then makes it known because those cooperation agreements work the following on the state level. As you're on the federal level, a cooperation agreement will, let me hit that, my fault, we won't use it in federal court or state court or whatever all the task force folks are involved. But on the state level, they oftentimes make the same representation that it won't be used. And whether they consult local or federal or not, if they're not part of the task force, that's always been a mystery. You have to be on the state level to see it. quite frankly. So maybe Sassone didn't see it or didn't know about a state agreement. So he wants to make certain he has got as much information as possible. He's really digging in. And then it goes on to say, because they were the prosecution was hoping for final closing arguments. But the court came back, no, there won't be any final arguments. I'm not satisfied yet that I have all the questions answered that I need. So now all this new evidence is saying to him, well, wait a second here. This is looking too fishy. And it goes on to say, our final one here that I highlighted, they're talking about the 9th of September, about 20 to 30 minutes. He wants to ask some questions directly, and I would just appreciate the best of my recollection, the best I can recall, no. He's saying it right here. Have him get prepared. It's going to be yes or no. No more of I can or can't recall. He wants a yes or a no. Very, very interesting stuff here. Now you know why some type of things are happening in this case. And again, this is mostly to the MC members who want to keep caught up. Because this is a situation where you're peckering your buck cheeks, hoping that this isn't true. And you're also hoping that the Mongols get the case, you know, reopened or put back down to the state level, or, you know, federal level, I mean, because it's at the Ninth Circuit of Appeals. To have another fighting chance at this, because it affects them as well. All clubs. It affects everybody with clubs. Any kind of organization at that. So again, this is going to be in the description box. You can download it, read it for yourself. And tomorrow's why I go over Stubbs or Bowtie, his testimony. You're going to be able to download that one too, and I'm going to go into the files for the other ones. That way you can get that stuff and really start getting a clear picture of why everything's so important here. But there was a lot of stuff where the ATF, Little Dave, they were caught up hardcore. Hardcore. I remember Little Dave saying, well, it's only once in passing. Well, from what I'm hearing, it was every day meeting at Starbucks. And some other incidences, and it comes from a reliable witness, if you will. So we're going to go over to the second half of the show right now with China Doll. Again, this is part one of two that we're going to be covering this.
Nightmare. reason with your team up.
Because of your own creation.
We own the will to fight, where all that's wrong is right. Where we don't need a reason,
no, that's self-assassination.
I believe women should be paid the same as men. I do. I used to work at this office job. One day I walked in. This woman was crying her eyes out. She's like, I saw the paychecks. I want to be treated like a man. I was like, well, you want to be paid like a man. You don't be treated like a man. We don't treat each other well. If you were treated like a man, some guy would walk in and see you crying, be like, hey, suck it up, bitch. What are you doing? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Rachel's a pussy. Rachel's a pussy. She's like a man. What are you even saying? That would be mayhem. Shelly, how are you? Vagina flick. That's what dudes are doing. What are you, nuts? We'd have to get rid of sexual harassment laws, open the door for titty twisters, credit card swipe, hand grenade Betty. Coming at ya. Come on, ladies. You guys don't want to move furniture and kill spiders? Get out of here.
Are you sexually deprived? Do you have trouble getting laid? Do you admit to being a loser? Listen to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time with Hollywood and China Now and get advice that might make you into a winner. Rock on.
Rock on, baby.
All right. I got to start that. Vagina flick? Really?
Yes, vagina flick. Pound vagina flick.
Are you guys actually walking around flicking each other's dicks in the office? I mean, I don't understand. You got men do that. You walk past each other and flick each other's dick. What the fuck?
Actually, she has a good fucking point there,
guys. Does that actually fucking happen?
That wasn't a funny sweeper at this point.
No.
That was bullshit.
That just made y'all look stupid.
I have to admit, yes, it does make us look bad.
So, okay, next time we're out with a group of people, I expect you to walk past every guy and fucking dick flick them.
I stand corrected.
I want to see it happen.
I stand corrected. I just made us all look like assholes.
Y'all look dumb there.
And I usually try not to make men look dumb. I'm always after the women's species.
Yeah, you fucked up with that sweeper. You better delete that one.
That one's going. Bye-bye.
Vagina flick.
Anyway, we had a poll in Discord.
Yeah, what of like 10 people?
Yeah, you know, that's a lot of people right there.
Yeah, okay.
And
Coastal Wolf, good old ball tap.
Yeah. Well, we do hit each other on the ass in baseball, but anyway. Everybody's saying you need to go back to your long hair because you look 10 times better.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I don't care.
You're going to have to grow it now.
No, I don't have to grow it. I don't care what other people think.
No more looking like a bull dyke.
I ain't no bull dyke neither.
No more shaving the sides or the back.
No.
You can have your long bangs and stuff, and you grow out the rest of your hair. You look good. Look a little younger. Hide a little wrinkles.
I hate to say it, but when older women have longer hair, it makes them look older.
No, it does not.
Take it from somebody that's been licensed with hair for over 30 years. I know.
You act like you're fucking 60. You're not 60 yet. Well, 10 years from now.
I don't act like I'm 60. I feel like I'm 60, but I don't act like I'm 60.
I'm telling you, it's hump day today.
Hump day?
Your favorite day.
Yeah.
You get to talk all kinds of smack.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all are going to get schooled.
Oh, I'm going to get schooled.
Yeah, yeah, especially you. Mm-hmm.
Why is it gotta be especially me? That's fucked up.
Cause.
What do I do wrong?
I'm not gonna go there, but we can tell you as we go through my list of things today on what you do wrong.
What I do wrong? Why does it seem like it should be titled What Hollywood Does Wrong and not What Men Do Wrong?
It's not so much what you do wrong, it's what you should be doing.
What I should be doing mm-hmm. that I'm not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were hurting yesterday with your back and stuff, and Hollywood was there to nurse you to health. So how am I doing something wrong?
Nurse me to health? I'm still hurting.
Yeah, but I put you on, the lazy boy.
Yeah, I was chilling in your lazy boy.
I was being a good, you know, Hollywood.
I watched so many movies yesterday. Oh, my God.
But how am I not doing what I'm supposed to do?
You should have went downstairs and refilled my cherry Pepsi so I didn't have to.
You know, there are limits to my, there are limits to how gracious I really am, okay? That involves going downstairs, upstairs. See, that's why I want to sell this fucking place and get a ranch. So I don't have to do that shit no more.
So you don't want to go downstairs and get me a cherry Pepsi right
but
now?
But I was being good and put you in the chair, say, hey, honey, you are right, and all that shit. Actually, I go, mama, you are right, and all that good
stuff. I was going to say, you don't call me honey.
Yeah, I call you mama. And I was doing very good for you. And now, come to find out, you want to bash me. Why would you want to bash me while
Fair
I'm doing
turn.
Something nice?
Your turn.
What do you mean my turn?
Because you're always bashing women.
Well, because you guys deserve it.
And you do, too.
No, Hollywood does not deserve it.
Yes, you do.
I think we're mixed up here.
No, we are not mixed up. We are not even a little bit confused.
So we got that coming up, and also I want to talk about love triangles.
Yeah.
I want to talk about some love triangles, baby. And, you mostly see those on TV and shit, but no, it happens in real fucking life, man. It becomes fucking dangerous in real life. Motherfuckers want to shoot people. They're nasty.
Love triangles.
Yeah, you know, all it was supposed about is, you know, pop the, you know, your, you know, fellow female species and move on. No, these fuckers, you know, they fall in love and shit and they want to shoot people. That's not what it's supposed to be about.
That's sad.
You know, because you got to figure, okay? You're in a love triangle. Two men and one woman. Well, you know what's good about that? And that could settle it all. A woman has three holes.
Oh, my Lord.
Each one can put one in there. You know what I mean? So why get over there and shoot people? Shoot your load instead of shoot a bullet.
Couldn't the world just all be that way?
It should be that easy. You know, women have three holes. They have a cooter pocket. They got a suction pocket. And they got a Hershey pocket.
Oh my God, a Hershey pocket. A Hershey highway.
They got a chocolate pocket.
It's not if you compare that to chocolate, you got issues.
So why don't each one of them just take a hole and be on their merry way? There's no need for that.
Well, if there's three holes, then it should be a instead of a triangle, it should be a square.
Hey, you actually made it funny. That's very fucking rare that you make something funny.
Shut up.
That's a rarity here.
So that should be three dudes and a chick?
Yeah, three dudes and a chick. That way every hole was...
Occupied.
Occupied.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
Don't you think that'll solve the madness?
No.
Really?
No. People are still going to be stupid.
Why are they going to be stupid? You know what it is? It's because of emotions.
Oh, Lord. Here
it is
go.
Emotions. And I was doing some research myself.
God, were you doing Pornhub again?
No, I wasn't doing Pornhub.
Shocking.
I went to marriage.com.
Oh my God.
To get some advice on this subject, because I knew it was hump day.
You got issues, dude.
What do you mean I got issues?
You got issues.
And they made some very interesting points here.
Okay.
Of how to deal with a love triangle.
This is awkward that I don't have an article for that. You have the article.
I have the article.
So are you going to give us the actual article information, or are you going to do Hollywood's information?
Well,
or,
I got to put a little Hollywood thought in
Hollywood's,
this.
Hollywood's thoughts right here.
I do. I got to put a little really, of my thoughts
it's
in
not
here.
Not really an article. He's making it up.
No, I ain't making it up. No. No. Now, they say, and this might be interesting, I'd like to get your thoughts on this.
All right.
That you have to recognize your role in a triangle relationship, and I don't know what that means. Does it mean that this is a relationship everybody agrees with, or if it's one or two people fucking around, leaving a third wheel out, what?
It means they all are in agreement. It's basically like a threesome.
Okay, my question is, does that work?
I don't know. Not always.
Recognize your role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would they mean by that? Does it mean that, you know, you got a... Well, let's just put it where it's easy, where I don't throw up. You got a male and two women. Okay?
Oh, you're going to switch it to male and two women? Really?
Yes, male and two women.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're with your significant other.
Yeah.
And you decide to bring in a third wheel. Now, there's more. I have to say, Hollywood has to be honest here. There are some advantages to that.
Yeah, it's called one woman don't like anal, so push it off on the other one.
Well, that could be. But let's take it into context here. Other than sex, because I know your sex drive has been going down a little bit, which,
oh,
you know,
up.
That's cool. That's very awesome for Hollywood. I'm like Al Bundy, okay? You know, every
yeah,
time,
like
can we have sex?
Watch.
It's like, oh, shut the fuck up. Anyway, it's advantageous.
Advantageous.
Not because,
do you even, advantageous? You mean, what?
Not because
what the fuck
sex,
is that? Did you just make that word up?
But if you think about it, if you're in a living situation, and this could go for the city or wherever the hell you're at, the other person could help by contributing financially.
Yeah, you would hope. You would.
Well,
hope.
Wouldn't that be the agreement of recognizing your role in the love triangle?
Well, yeah. You would have to, I mean, there's a lot of rules you'd have to put down.
Maybe that's why all them peoples in Utah, they fuck like six or seven fucking broads.
Oh, Lord.
That way they have six or seven incomes. That's some smart shit. I used to bang on Mormons, but damn, they smart.
God.
They know what they're doing. Let's get six fucking women together, have all the sex I want, and have them pay. I love it.
Oh, so you're
they're
not
smart
gonna pay
nickels.
All the women are?
Yes, the women have to work. They gotta work for the nuts. They have to pay for it.
So that means China's gonna quit her job today because we're not gonna work for nuts.
You're so financial could be one thing, but let's take it a step
it,
further.
It doesn't always have to be financial. I mean, you know.
No, I'm just saying that's one of the,
job duties in the house.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. What if one of them women...
One cooks, one cleans. I mean, what the fuck?
They want to be a professional. They want to focus on work. They want to put in the hours that they need to be successful. So the third can be the happy homemaker. That could be her role.
Okay, but if she's the happy homemaker, then how is she financially helping out?
By allowing the other one to become a professional, make that money.
She's still not financially helping out.
Yes, she is, because
no, she ain't.
What if she's taking care of the kids?
What if there are no kids?
Okay, what if they're not the kids?
Then what is the other one doing?
The other one then would go out to work, of course. But if, say, there's kids involved, she would be the one watching the kids,
so
doing
like
the housework.
So like a live-in nanny?
Kind of, but you're just fucking her.
Dude.
These things work, I hear.
You hear?
Yes, I hear this. I read about this stuff.
Okay, if you
so
say
there
so,
is different roles.
I don't think it always works. I think it always ends bad.
Well, it depends if they're adults about it. And there's a clear indication at the beginning of what everybody's responsibility and roles are. Now, Marriage.com says, in a triangle love affair, see, I don't like that. I don't like the way they say that, love affair. They should say, in a triangle love situation, you can find yourself in different roles. Before taking any steps, take a look in the mirror and come to terms with the situation and your role in it is. Communication. You talk about it all the time.
Communication is always the key.
So if everybody sits down and says, okay, your role is to suck my dick.
God, really?
And go to work. Your role is to take it up the chocolate pocket and to do the housework. Everybody knows their roles. It's honesty. Best policy.
Okay, so what about are there rules placed for when one of them isn't in the home?
I'm not talking about a situation like that.
Oh, well. Okay.
I'm actually talking like a Mormon fucking six people guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Where it's about the home life and not. You got to take the sex out of it. See, you always go to
then
sex. No,
I don't always go to sex. You're the one saying this one's going to suck dick and this one's going to get it up the freaking Hershey Highway. What the fuck? Stick it in the poop chute?
Yeah, stick it in the poop chute and, you know, if you don't do it right, I'll hit you with a bag of dicks. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's
stuff. See, you're the one going towards the sex part.
No, that's stuff you do in the privacy, you know, when everybody's around together.
Rude.
But I'm talking about normal daily activities that people have to become aware of.
Basically, you have a chore list.
Well, why not? Doesn't it keep it straight then?
Yeah, as long as
where everybody knows their thing.
Supposed to do. Yeah. It keeps it, balanced.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Now, Marriage.com also says,
yeah,
understand the purpose of the triangle relationship in your life. Now, that's a very good point right there. Why is it happening? Is it to get ahead? Is it to fulfill sexual fantasies? Because I think people in a subject like this, they rely too much on the sex part. They don't look at it at all types of angles. Now, we already know that it's very hard, very, very, very hard, and I'm not talking literally, for a couple to make it in this world. There's a woman that has to work, and a man that has to work just to get by. Now, when you go out, you're looking for a third wheel, of course the man and the woman's gonna have to agree. But why are you doing it?
Well, yeah, you gotta define the reasoning behind it. I think it should be based on either financial or, you know, help upkeep in the house, and then the sex should be the
last last thing on your mind.
Yeah.
But you mentioned financial. Is that the number one reason somebody would go into an arrangement like this?
I think that should be the number one reason if you're.
And I agree. I agree with you.
Because it ain't cheap nowadays. I mean, it's bad enough you got to have both people working in the house.
It takes a village to live life, don't it?
You know, you got
literally.
You got both people working in the house, and yet it still isn't enough. You're just basically paycheck to paycheck.
And there are women and men that would rather have this type of relationship. What is it? Polyamory or some shit like that?
Polyamory?
Yeah, that right there. That, you know, a lot of lovable hippies and shit. Anyway, the hippies had it right when it comes to this shit. They did. They had it right, the hippies. So it's working together as not only one and one, but one, one, and three.
Coastal Wolf just made a good point.
What?
Relationships aren't easy either.
They're not cheap.
No.
They're not. Now, if you had somebody, say two females and a male, well, you have two females there to really able to get them closer and share their complaints, their joys, all that type of stuff.
That's just so the guy doesn't have to listen to the bullshit.
Well, that would be in Hollywood's case. Anyway, that's what I would use it for. You know what? I'm busy right now. Go talk to her or some shit. That's what I do. Right or wrong?
I don't need no other woman living in this house for me to talk shit. I'll just call my sister.
Okay, let me put it this way to you.
I'll just call Shocker and be like, dude.
Let me ask you a question, and I want a serious answer. Take the sex part out of it. Okay, I've done everything and everything that any man can wish for. Done it all, been there, done that. But what if I said to you, hey, I found this chick, and I think it'd be beneficial for everybody to have her come aboard.
I wouldn't take a chick that you found. I've seen your exes.
What do you mean? You wouldn't take a chick I found?
I've seen your exes. No.
Okay, what if you found a chick?
Okay, and what is the purpose? If I come home saying, hey, I found a chick, okay.
And how would we go about that conversation? Because me, I would say, I'd go right to finance.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, I would. No, you anyway, wouldn't. Like I said, I've been there, I've done that. It's nothing new to me. I'd be looking at the full picture. Now, you'd be like, you know what, we're going to be fucking every night. Fuck you. At least I'll get what I want from her. And, you know, I don't have to deal with a two-pump chump.
No.
Why are you so nervous talking about this?
I'm not nervous talking about it because when it comes to a third wheel, as in if it's another female, I'm a giver for a female, not a receiver. So it would be more for you than me. So no.
No, 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 no,
yeah,
no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
I
yeah.
want this to be a serious discussion here. How should we tell our audience if they're looking for a third, how to handle it.
Make sure you check paycheck stubs to see if she has a job, see if she's got W-2s from the year before.
Okay, what if she doesn't have a job?
Check her financials.
Should that exclude her?
See how much debt her ass is in.
Should that exclude her, though?
What do you mean?
If she didn't have a job.
Well, if you're looking at the financial aspect, yeah, it should exclude her because that's another mouth to feed.
But at the same time, wouldn't that allow you to go work and do what you need to do?
I want to work any more than I already do?
Well, I'm just saying in a hypothetical.
Okay, well, what woman out there wants to work any more than they already do?
Well, if you wanted to go explore other career opportunities or you wanted to explore another hobby or some bullshit like that where you're given a chance by her.
I don't have hobbies. Taking care of you is enough work.
Man, fuck you.
Hun, get me a lemonade. Hun, get me a tea. Make me a sandwich. Come on, that's enough work.
Yeah, make me a sandwich.
I'll make
Hollywood
you a sandwich.
Hollywood needs a and you know what? You make them real good. You even cut them for me.
Yeah. Fucking triangles. Fucking shit. You know what? Your son was making fun of that the other day.
What?
He goes, next thing you know, dad's going to want the fucking crust cut off.
Actually, that is a good idea. Anyway.
Oh, my God, you tard. Hollywood likes his sandwiches cut in triangles.
But we, you know, we have to have purpose for this thing. Just like every relationship has that.
No, if some other female is going to be coming and live in my house, that bitch better have a motherfucking job because I ain't feeding another fucking person.
Now, what if she has a better job than you? More money.
I don't care. Then I'll work less hours.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying. It's a beneficial situation.
Yeah, well, just saying, if there was another person coming to move into this house, they better be working.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they ain't working, they ain't moving in here. No.
See, we got to get you to expand your thinking, your horizon.
How do you want me to expand my thinking?
Because you're going 2D instead of thinking in 3D or 4D and
I am not.
Picture.
Because if there needs... No. For me, the A number one thing would be the financial situation. I'm not having somebody come in here and be a fucking freeloader.
Well, yeah, exactly. Either though, there's other ways to make her pay. But anyway... You know,
oh, my God. See? There's you going straight to the sex. Right there. See? And it ain't even me this time. It's you.
Well, it happens. It happens. Now,
I'll let you have a slice of pizza if you suck my dick.
That would be something I'd say, wouldn't it? You got me there again. Anyway,
see?
Marriage.com says you have to accept there isn't a perfect solution to everything.
Perfect solution would be marriage.com needs to go eat a bag of dicks.
Why is it he have to eat a bag of dicks? Because you know
and
what?
And you look up dumb articles.
We might be, you know, pushing 50, a half a century old, but you'll be there first before me.
Yeah.
And there's a new generation coming up that actually is into this kind of stuff. Where, hey, work smarter, not harder, is the way they do it. I gotta end.
Yeah,
that.
I get it, but I have a feeling that in any sort of triangular shape, or square, whatever, it's not always gonna end out good.
Not always.
No.
But taking the steps to try to make it work.
Because after the first what, I'd say let's look at this as a job aspect. After the first 90 days, you know, the trial period is over, I think the third person would get way too comfortable and just start slacking the fuck off.
And that's when the male has to step off. And you got to remember, marriage of a woman and man, in the sense that we know it today, is actually a recent phenomenon. Before then, it was perfectly normal for a man to have multiple wives. It wasn't until the Catholic Church, you fuckers, that fucked that up. But anyway, they all worked together as one family unit and thus prospered. The more women you had, the more help you had, the more sex you had, I have to say.
See?
You imagine having
right
se-
there.
I, you know what I have to say? You
right
imagine
there.
Can you imagine having seven broads? You to fuck one each day? Or you to have a blowjob each day? Or you can have a blowjob in the morning by one and fuck another. I gotta get past that.
I'm in the thing right now. I agree with my sister.
Just go fishing, right?
No. She said Marriage.com is just as bad as your Cosmo readings.
I will not take any advice from a heathen. Anyway. You know, the last thing they say is during some relationships like this, you want to focus on caring for yourself. Now, see, that's a perfect example right there, because if you have somebody else to, you know, like run fucking, how can we say it, run blocker for you to take care of the other, then you can focus on yourself a little bit. See, there's a lot of positives to this type of, you know, thinking here. Really is.
I don't think
there is any need if there is, say, two men and one woman. There's no need to go out there and kill people.
If there's two men and one woman, I think the two men should be working so the woman could stay home.
And I would have to agree to that. Because that's what the woman should be doing. Staying home, sucking dick, taking up the Hershey Highway. Why the men go out there and make
the Hershey Highway.
But I do agree with you. I do. That too would make a deal. And then, like you said, throw in another woman, you got a fucking square.
Exactly. I think a square would be better.
That's just because you're a fucking freak.
But
okay.
I think it'd be better if it was two chicks and two guys, because, you know, couple it off every now and again.
But at the same time, would that work compared to a love triangle? Because then you got two alphas.
Yeah, but I think in my opinion, it'd be better than having a third wheel, because, you know.
Well, jealousy does come into play with this, you know, if it's two women.
Yeah, and I think it'd be even worse if it was two men.
That could be true, too.
And then that's when the guns come a-blazing.
Exactly. That's when you end up on Fox News or CNN.
I don't think it should be a love triangle. I think it should be a love square.
We got more coming out right after this music break. We got Sammy Hagar, Skid Row coming up, baby. Here we go. And then China Doll's going to school Hollywood on how much of a schmuck he is. We'll be right back. what's happening in the biker scene? Visit HarleyLiberty.com and get all your motorcycle clubs, events, and motorcycle manufacturer news. Go visit HarleyLiberty.com now. Rock on.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here.
We're going to put the skitties in your island, Wickers, you plonker.
Do you know what he's saying?
WMMR DB Rockford. I tell you what, man. During the music break, she just wanted to fucking smack me or something like that, looking at me like, why would you bring some shit up like that? That's the evil look I was getting, man. I swear. You know, this Wicca shit that she's looking into, man's turning into Lucifer or some bullshit. I don't know. You know, she's going to be complaining about me in a minute after our news fucking deal. I just don't think it's fair to me, man. I really don't. I think that's awful. I do. You're mean.
I'm just going to sit here and stare at you.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's your trick with that Wicca shit. Anyway, oh, what do we got in the news today, man? Your news segments are becoming very popular, man.
Racine, correctional employee arrested for having sex with an inmate and faces 41 felony charges.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, inmates need loving, too.
Well, 37-year-old woman employee.
I love it. See, that's what happens here. Okay, I gotta say this. I just heard this stuff that a woman correctional officer, they actually go get a job so they can get laid because they can't get laid outside. So they know, she knows that she has three holes. And at least one inmate's going to want to pop that because they, you know, all they got in there is their hand. So I think that's why women go be correctional officers in a prison full of men. They want to get laid. So I can't blame her. There's no need to arrest her. She's just getting her nut off. Seriously.
You're terrible. You're terrible. I don't know. This is what I don't get, though.
Makes
she was
sense
with one inmate, and yeah, she's getting charged with 41 felonies.
Maybe she fucked him 41 times.
I don't know.
You know, where they fuck up is when they start bringing the drugs and shit in. That's where they fuck up.
Wow. Let's see where this goes, huh?
Let's see. What do we got?
Well, Jacqueline Height works as a correctional program supervisor.
Ooh, a supervisor. So she'd take them anywhere she wants and just bang them.
And she was responsible for keeping drugs and illegal cell phones from making their way into the prisoners. Now she's facing 20 felony charges of misconduct in public office, 20 felony counts of second-degree sexual assault of an individual confined to a correctional facility.
How the fuck is that sexual assault? Them motherfuckers are probably dropping their pants down to their fucking ankles as soon as she's walking down the hall. They want to put, well, she raped me. Get the fuck, do you know any of the male inmates that will actually say, she raped me? Really? Are you fucking stupid?
What are you in here for, man? She raped me, man. I'm in PC now, man. She raped me.
Get the fuck out of here. Who the hell are you kidding? Charging her with that. That's fucked up.
And one felony count of delivering illegal articles to an inmate.
Could you imagine if she's going to prison, she'll probably cut a deal? What are you in here? Well, I raped an inmate. What? Girl, you got game.
But get this. Each charge is a class one felony and carries a possible sentence of 3.5 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines. Should the district attorney charge her with the 41 felonies, and if she is convicted of them, she faces the rest of her life 143.5 years in prison or up to $410,000 in fines.
That's just obnoxious. That's to get her to do a plea deal so they don't have to go to trial. And a judge that would allow that many fucking charges is a fucking corrupt ass judge. She should not have to face that much time for getting her nut off. They, you know, that's why, you know what, maybe Hollywood needs to run for office and make everything legal.
Okay, well, here's...
And here. Stupidity illegal.
And it says that she is the warden's right-hand person. And she's...
Right-hand. Wonder if she was knob-jobbing him.
She's well-liked and well-respected. And
I
has,
bet she's real-liked.
Has a husband and four children. Ooh, wonder what
ouch.
He's thinking. Dude, you ain't good enough.
She been getting that shit somewhere else, buddy. One more. We got a story from one more. Then we got to get into Hollywood, how fucked up I am here.
All right. Teenager admits deliberately leaving son in a hot car to die. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're done with that one right off
no,
the bat. Yeah, we're done with that
no,
one right
the
off the
teenage bat. Father is facing murder charges after admitting he intentionally left his infant son to die in a scorching hot car. Landon Parrott, 19, took his unresponsive one-year-old to the clinic in Cleveland, Ohio, on Thursday, where he told the staff he had left his son alone quickly in the car to use the bathroom. Attempts to revive the infant were unsuccessful. The police later became suspicious of the young dad after his story began to fall apart. He eventually confessed to deliberately leaving the child in a hot car after the police gathered security footage of him leaving his son at 8:30 a.m. and not returning until 10 minutes to 2, 5 hours.
Okay, we're done with that story. Seriously, I don't want to hear that one. You just killjoyed me. Having a freaking outgoing show and you killjoy me.
I didn't killjoy you. This is like one of the top things that's going around in the news right now.
Man, kill him, fuck him, you know, shove a fucking pole up his ass, something like that. So, tell me what's wrong. What am I doing wrong?
Oh, where to begin with you?
Now, that's not fair.
Where to begin with you?
That really isn't fair here.
Why?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
Why?
I just think that was, you know, a little upsetting that you would say that.
All right. Here is where you need some help. You need some help, to be honest.
I don't know.
A lot of people
would say I need some help because I'm
fucked
in the head.
These are some things and some ideas on how to please a woman and make her happy.
How many times do I got to go over this? That is not my job.
Yes, it is.
See, that's why I want a third wheel. That way, I don't have to worry about this stuff. It's easier for me.
So explain to me why your third wheel always consists of another woman.
Because Hollywood needs something.
Oh, fuck China. Hollywood needs it. Okay. Anyways, number one.
I guess I fucked up there.
Leave little notes in unexpected places. Donnie, you guys actually do that kind of shit? Because he don't do that. So
Okay, my question is, why do I gotta leave notes?
Why not? It's good. It's cute to find.
Do I look like a guy who is gonna do something
like
cute?
Like if I go to put my hoodie on and there's like a Post-it note in my pocket? I mean, that'd be cute. I used to put notes in the kids' lunches when they went
And what
to school.
Does that do for you women if a man puts a fucking note?
Why can't you put like a little note, like put a Post-it note? I'm going to go buy some Post-it. Well, actually, I have a shit ton of Post-it notes. Put a freaking Post-it note on the mirror so when like you go in there, you see a note saying, you're beautiful. I don't know.
Or you see one that, you know, have you seen yourself? Look at the wrinkles.
Wow.
That's some shit I do, so why you want me to do it?
Man, I'm going to start leaving notes for you going, eat a bag of dicks, fucker. What the hell? Really? You would put it on a fucking mirror, look in the mirror at all your wrinkles?
Yeah, and put a little devil's face with horns on it.
Oh my God, you're a dick.
So why would you want me to do something like that? I would abuse it.
You're a dick. You're legit a dick.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
You're a dick.
I think I'm a pretty good guy. I wouldn't go as far as saying I'm a dick.
No, you're a dick.
So now I have to go.
Yeah.
And put notes everywhere?
Not everywhere, just every once in a while, a little note somewhere. I mean, it'd be cute.
Oh, okay, so I can say, hey, I need a blowjob tonight. Hey, by the way, you look cute.
No, my God, no!
Is that how it works?
You're supposed to boost your female's ego.
I am, by giving you my schlong! What the fuck?
Fucking GOC, that's why you and Hollywood get along, you asshole.
What?
Leave a note saying, do the dishes and order a pizza.
You're damn right!
And suck my dick after the pizza gets here.
Hell yeah! See, a lot of men, they understand.
You guys are assholes. Aren't there any good ones left out there? What the fuck?
That's what you want to hear is, oh, hi, how pretty. I tell you that every day.
You didn't say shit today.
Oh, what? I'm on a schedule?
Yeah.
But you cannot say I don't say that every day.
Not every day.
Come on.
Not every day. Not every day.
I don't say something to make you feel good. You know, they can't hear you on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking. I don't think out loud. My bad.
I know. It's hard in there with all the, you know, air between your ears.
Ouch. What the fuck?
But I want you to admit it. I don't do that every day for you to make you feel good.
No, you do. You do come in and ask me how I'm feeling.
Yes. So that ain't good enough?
No. I want more.
You women never get enough.
How about thanking your female for the little things that she does? Like, the little things meaning sucking dick. Little things.
And give her a stretch.
Little things.
Stress, you know what, outweigh what you give us in a couple minutes.
Really?
All you women do is stress us out.
I mean, when I made you that huge-ass breakfast yesterday.
Oh, my God, that was goodness.
That's twice now I gave you that breakfast.
And I said thank you.
Yeah.
I said it was very good.
Yeah.
So why are you bitching?
I'm not. I'm just saying. It's like, you're thankful when I give you food.
You women, I swear to God.
But yeah, you bitch on my cooking. But yet.
No, well, because you actually take time to do the cooking when you do it.
Yeah.
Other times, it's thrown in the fucking microwave. Here you go, asshole. You are a really good cook when you want to do it.
Yeah.
But 99% of the time, you just throw it in the microwave. And I miss out on your good cooking.
Yeah. Depends on my mood.
Yeah, see, it's all based upon mood with you women.
It is. It depends on my mood. It depends if I really feel like cooking something, and if I don't, I'll just throw some fucking hot dogs on the stove and boil them.
Even though us men go through all kinds of lengths to make sure you women are happy, you still fucking cock block us. You always find something wrong. You can't just enjoy what a man gives you.
Are you talking about we can't enjoy what a man gives you, meaning what, your dick?
No! I'm talking about the little things. But you guys, you just want too much. And you wonder why men fucking don't live as long.
I am a good new cooker, thanks, Bedlam.
Yeah, that's what you do. You call that cooking. And what's even worse with you is when I do think you cook it, you take fucking credit when you know damn well.
I just took it out of boxes.
Right. So if you have your notepad.
I did not take credit. I just didn't deny. I didn't admit that it was prepackaged.
No, when you have your notepads, what kind of note would you leave me? No, you'd leave it all kind of angry one at me.
No, I'd be leaving a note going, hey, Hollywood, I need a new wallet.
Hey, yeah, it's all me. I thought it works both
Hollywood,
ways.
I need to get my nails did. No, I pay for those.
So it ain't fair to say I'm the asshole in this thing.
You're the asshole like 75% of it. I only am about 25.
Yeah, you are 25. I say, you know what? Why don't you go pick up a couple cans of Coke for me? And you bring me these baby can motherfuckers. And I'm sitting here like, what the fuck did this bitch just do?
He told me to go get him two cans of Coke. So I brought him home a case of the little tiny Coke minis.
I wanted to smack this bitch.
And here's why I did the little minis, because I give you a regular size can of Coke, you throw it out halfway through.
Because it gets old.
Okay, well, it's not going to happen with the minis because they're like 2 inches tall.
I'll give you 2 inches tall.
Yeah, that's about right all.
Yeah, right up. cocksucker. Get your numbers in a little bit. We're going to get my porn on. Get that fucking numbers in. What else am I fucking doing wrong now? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, like, you know, film me fucking putting you over my knee and spanking your ass for being
bad.
Make your
breakfast in bed. Maybe. No, I don't want you cooking. Skip that one. I don't want you cooking.
You never cook me breakfast in bed.
You're always in the studio.
I'm up hours before you. You should recognize, okay, he works pretty fucking hard, you know, from dawn to dusk. And, you know, I should do something nice for him. But you don't think about me.
I cook you food.
Oh, that's you being nice.
Yeah, I cook you food and I keep the house somewhat clean.
You know, this is
and
a topic.
And I do your laundry and I put them away.
No, this is a topic we're going to talk about tomorrow because you are mean. When you do have a man, and it's rare nowadays to have a man that actually works, you got to take care of that man. You got to be nice.
Oh, so we saying this one's going to be to be continued for tomorrow?
Yeah, because I'm going to smack you with my fucking dick in a minute. You're peeing me off.
I'm peeing you off. Just yes. Don't pee on me again.
That was an oops.
Twice.
Okay, twice. Oops. It happened.
It shouldn't. It's nasty. I ain't into that golden shower shit.
Oh, we continue in this one tomorrow. Oh, we continue in this one.
Do you like getting berated? Do you feel like you need someone who will be honest in telling you you're a big loser? Join Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem live Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and let Hollywood be your man. He's everyone's favorite shit talker, and we'll be happy to let you know just how much of a loser you are.
I'm looking at one right now.
It's time to cruise with your sex drive. Grab onto your clutch, put your mind in the air for masturbation and sexual stimulation. Dare you to tell the truth and get your ass out of neutral. It's time to get your porn.
Oh yeah, baby. This is our favorite part of the show when China Doll's actually not being a dick. Anyway, what numbers do we have today?
Number three.
Yeah, you got three holes. I told you that.
Dude, I'm...
You kick it off the slipper.
Throw my slipper at you.
What do you got? She has to remember we're on the radio and that she has to speak.
How much do you like naked photos of yourself?
No, I don't. I like naked photos of you. Especially in that negligee, man. You make a fucking guy hot and bothered in that shit.
Why you gotta talk about that? Now you're gonna get people saying, post the picture.
No, those are for me. She gets them little nighties on with the nylons, the garter belt. My God, you want to just fucking come right there and didn't even do nothing. That is the very definition of premature ejaculation right there.
I don't like naked photos of myself.
But you know, you look hot in the negligees and you know it.
I don't do naked.
I'm not saying that, but you know you look hot in the negligees.
Maybe.
And you just sit there and take all kinds of selfies and shit like that.
I do take
It's
a
funny,
lot of
you give selfies to the Discord during the show.
Yeah, at the end
but
of every
sure
show.
But you sure the fuck don't send them to me.
No.
It's like, you know, fuck Hollywood. I don't need to give him shit. He gets
you
to see the real
you
thing.
You can just steal it off the Discord.
Yeah,
server.
I have to work for it. See, you know, we got a lot of problems with me and you tomorrow. A lot of problems.
No, Lord.
Lots of problems. What else we got?
Sad state of affairs in your eyes. 79 for a number for little Geo here.
Oh, now you're calling him little Geo because he agrees with me.
Stop agreeing with Hollywood.
Wash the dishes, order a pizza, suck a dick. I love it.
What do you like to think about after having sex?
What do I like to think about?
What does anybody?
Damn, that was hard work. I got to go relax.
No, that's not what you think about. I got to hurry up. I got to get back to the studio. One and done.
But you benefit still.
When?
Because you get to buy nice things.
Well, yeah, I benefit.
By the way, have you started using your new machine?
No.
What is going on? I told you you're losing your sexual desires.
No, I was hurting last night.
I don't want to hear excuses. I know that's what's going on.
My back and my hip were hurting last night.
Are you going through menopause again?
You can't go through menopause twice, dude.
Well,
I've already gone through it.
You know what was funny, man? You know, I was in here playing with the kitty cat, you know, Crazy Callie. And I looked over by you and I was like, damn, is that spider webs over there? I was like, did she stand up and they fell off her cooter? What? What's going on here?
Oh, my God. Shut the front door, asshole. See, I bleeped myself.
You bleeped yourself.
Yes. I did. 434, Dark Soul.
434, what do we got?
I'm scrolling.
Scrolling.
No, I don't want to read that. I don't want to read that one. That one's dumb.
What is it? It's his number. What is it?
How do men fake orgasms if they don't ejaculate? Isn't that a giveaway?
No, there's ways we do it.
Yes, there's ways,
especially if you don't want to be with the broad, you know, somebody accidentally turns a light on or some shit like that, you're like, oh shit, man, you know, you just pull out and you spit. Yes, pull out and spit on her.
You're
back,
you're just gonna hock a loogie on her, huh?
Hock a loogie on her.
You don't think you're gonna hear you doing it? What the fuck? You better be making her be so loud that she can't hear you, like, suctioning up that fucking.
And those
loogie.
Are the ones, you know, they usually, you know, they have wide ass tunnels as, you know, poontang, and you don't want to be in there, man. Fuck that. You have to fake that shit because you sure the fuck ain't feeling nothing.
All right, ladies. My sister picked a weird one here. 377.
Three's a crowd.
Women, do you prefer your men shaved or all natural? Oh, I already know that one.
What do you mean, shaved?
In your junk.
Oh,
Manscaped.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You better shave that shit like a motherfucker, because I'm not going to be going and flossing. No.
You know what? I was going to shave my, you know, face and stuff like
no.
that.
Ew. Then you can, like, stay in here.
What do you mean?
You shave your face completely? No. No.
So you like hair?
On somebody's face, not on their fucking junk. That better be manscaped like a motherfucker. I ain't flossing and I ain't going to be sitting there choking on my on a piece of pubic hair that's stuck at the back of my mouth. And I can't get it the fuck out, so you're like...
Hey, you know what? But you got to give us men some credit, man. In the old days, we had to go down in that bush. It was like an Amazon fucking forest
and
down there.
And y'all weren't
you
any better.
No, you fucking women were
better.
Worse. You know
just
what?
Makes your balls smell worse.
We're going to throw hands tomorrow.
Hell
we're throwing
yeah.
fucking hands
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, 101. What are you talking about, throw hands? I'll whoop your ass.
One last one. What do we got?
How many one-night stands have you had? This is number 101. I don't even don't even answer it.
That's
just
why you
don't.
Keep on going,
Don't.
I had too many.
Don't even fucking answer it. Don't.
Too many.
Don't.
Some of those I had to actually spit on their back and get out of there.
Don't answer it. I don't want to fucking know. And there is actually, there is one more, and I got to answer this one. This one's Bedlam, so I got
what?
I got to do Bedlams. Here we go. During sex, do you often have to take a break? Question 500.
No, I never have to take a break. I just blow right in the first couple minutes and shit, then I go. You know, why would I need to take a break?
You don't need
that?
To take a break because it ain't long enough.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I do have methods to my madness. So I don't have to worry about having a heart attack. Get it done, get off, and bye. I don't need no break.
Hey, Morbid just threw his number in there. This one's funny. You gotta hear this one. Would you rather have sex with someone with a bushy pubic area or well, that kind of just answered this one. Damn it. I just liked how they worded it.
What?
A bushy pubic area. I haven't heard it put that way in a while. Okay, never mind.
That's because you guys fucking Amazons.
Would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or have your parents walk in on you?
Neither.
I already walked in on my parents once.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. While you're there, give China Doll's Chatting with China Doll podcast a listen. Don't miss out on our lives Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Rock on!